Anti-ICE activist's testicle shattered by rubber bullet fired by police in LA by Joby Polak on June 14, 2025. A activist opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE says that one of his testicles was shattered and the other one bruised when he was shot by police with a rubber bullet during a riot in LA. Los Angeles news outlet KTLA reported. A man who was out protesting against ICE raids in downtown Los Angeles this week spoke with KTLA after an officer's close-range shot to his groin with a rubber bullet severely bruised one of his testicles and shattered the other. "It sucks to sit down," the 33-year-old demonstrator, Martin Santoyo, said to start off the interview. Santoyo, who is now home from the hospital but still in recovery and can't walk, said the incident happened on Monday in the area of Temple Street, just after he got off his bicycle within the crowd of protesters and law enforcement. He noted that before this happened, he did not hear any officers declaring an unlawful gathering. Riots continued Saturday, with participants attacking police officers on the day of left-wing No Kings protests against Trump. Temple and Spring people in the crowd continue to throw concrete, rocks, bottles and commercial-grade fireworks at officers. Agitators are keeping media back from the area. LAPD Central Division, at LAPD Central, June 15, 2025. The Trump administration has federalized the California National Guard to assist police, and has also mobilized hundreds of U.S. Marines to protect federal property in L.A. Joby Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Note, the officer in the photo is not necessarily the officer who fired the rubber bullet in question. Photo, file.